The next manifestation of Baha'u'llah. Friends, the beloved Chowbi Effendi, I mentioned yesterday that he started with the Ark of God, ARC, around the Ark, around the monument of the greatest holy leaf and the monument gardens of the brother and mother of Abdul Baha, he prepared all the plans for the world order of Baha'u'llah. He started by the archives, and then he said the Ark of God, ARK, that means Universal House of Justice, will be built around the ARC. The Ark of God will be built around the ARC. And he started the first one, the archives, and then now we have the seat of Universal House of Justice, and they are intending to have one for the teachers, the Institution of the Hands, the International Baha'i Teaching Center, and the rest of it. But he started with this, with the in archives. And his beautiful way of expressing, he started by M. M in Arabic means the house or the place. He said, in future, they'll go first to the Mashriq al-Azkar. You see, it starts by M, the house of worship, at the head of Universal House, at the head of Carmel, which you can see the obelisk. They pray, no, first they go to Matla'ul Anwar, the dawning place of the lights, the shrine of the Baal. It starts by M. And then they go and pray in Mashriq al-Azkar, the house of worship. And then they come to Merkaz-e-Asar, the center archives, again with M, to study the writings. And after doing all these things, they go to Majmaya Abrar, to the seat of Universal House of Justice. Oh, the beautiful way the Guardian spoke about these things. This is what is happening in future. And now we can see most of it. He placed all the relics in this archive. Amongst them, a ring from Quddus. Quddus, you remember, in Tabarsi, and the last letter of the living, that Abdul Baha'u'llah says, the primal point is the Bab, the final point is Quddus. The ring of Quddus, a turquoise, mounted on a silver ring, which, as far as its value is concerned, is not very precious. But it's wrapped in a paper in which the father of the beloved Chowbi Effendi has written, on such and such a time when the guardian was a small child, the Abdul Baha called me and said to me, this is the ring of Quddus, is very precious, you keep it and give to the apple of your eyes Chowbi Effendi. That was soon the archives will be established. And all these things that now we have in the archives. Just imagine if the whole world, the Christians, had just the cloth that Jesus Christ covered his head, what would they do? And now we have everything in original kept for us and for future. I think this, the beloved Chowbi Effendi, when he intended to appoint the hands of the cause, to my understanding, because he felt that he was going and he wanted this institution that started by Baha'u'llah to take care of the integrity and unity of the cause of God. And just in order to do that, the beloved Chowbi Effendi, 5 years before he passed on in 19, in 1952, he nominated and appointed the hands of the cause. With this great responsibility, and called this institution as chief stewards of the embryonic world order of Baha'u'llah. Friends, just imagine embryonic that the Guardian mentioned. He could see, he created this embryonic, and then he left us so that he accomplished his task. He brought that body, infallible body, in embryonic form, and then he was assured and he left behind such wonderful, devoted Baha'is all over the world with the institution of the hands to be as chief stewards to take care and preserve the unity of the cause. And I tell you, these wonderful souls, many of them in the Abha kingdom now, they enjoy the presence of their beloved Shoghi Effendi, in the presence of the Bab, Baha'u'llah, and Abdul Baha. I'm inadequate to speak about the beloved Shoghi Effendi. I'm also inadequate to speak about these wonderful souls, the hands, individual hands, who had such a great love for the beloved Shoghi Effendi, including those before them who were appointed by the beloved Shoghi Effendi posthumously. And the foremost amongst them is Marta Ruth, that the beloved Shoghi Effendi calls her the apple of the eyes of the Baha'is of the world. He said to me, do you know, well, in not exactly this term, why she passed on in Honolulu? She said, because she was international Baha'i teacher, and that was the will of Baha'u'llah that she should pass in Honolulu, which is half day way between East and West. So everything has significance, everything. And Dr. Esselman, that we know about his writing, his book, what he did in the world, and the rest of them. I think if I go through this, we need sessions after sessions to speak about each one of them. I mentioned the names and just a brief account of some of them. Dr. Esselman, Keith Ransom Taylor, that wonderful lady that the beloved Shoghi Effendi conferred upon her, the rank of the hand of the cause, also as a martyr, American Baha'i martyr. You have two Western martyrs. The first one, Keith Ransom Keller, who was also a hand, and May Maxwell, who passed on in Argentina. She had that rank too. And I was a close friend with Keith Ransom Keller. While she was in Tehran, I used to escort her and to take her to the markets, to the bazaars. She impressed everybody. She impressed all the dignitaries in Paris. She came as ambassador on behalf of the National Assembly of America and Canada. At that time, Canada and America had one National Assembly. And she tried, and she could obtain to remove the ban of the Baha'i literature, but unfortunately the minister of the court was dismissed, and it did not work. But she told me many times, I remember all the time. Well, her spirit, also others, are with us. She said, darling, a time will come that you will remember me. And she said, at that time, you'll be astonished how Baha'u'llah has chosen an old woman, weak and humble like me, to come and serve him and the Baha'is of Persia. She was the beloved Chogyi Effendi called her essence of eloquence, Keith Ransom Keller. Now she is in the Abha kingdom and prays for us. Abdul Jalil Beysad in Egypt, who wrote, translated Nabi's narrative in Arabic, such a style that a man in Persia who got Nobel Prize in Arabic, when he received a copy, he said, "This is a wonderful style in Arabic. I haven't seen like that." And he was the judge in Egypt. He was exiled from Egypt because he wrote many articles about the faith. I met him, this wonderful man. Said Mustafa Rumi, who started the faith in Burma, and many of the translations we have from him, it was done by him. A wonderful man. Louis Gregory, that wonderful, wonderful man that Abdul Baha said he was a crystal. He has written so much about Louis Gregory. And you study the details of his pilgrimage in Egypt, where he attained the presence of Abdul Baha, also in this country. These are our examples. I don't say the example, but examples of devotion and love. Roy Wilhelm, such a wonderful man. Roy Wilhelm is so known. Roy Wilhelm, who sent our beloved Baha'i brother Curtis Kelsey to the Holy Land to extend the wires, all the wires and pump, all these electrical facilities, was done through him and through Roy Wilhelm. Sutherland Maxwell, the father of Amatul Baha, Ruhi Khanum, that after his passing, the beloved Chogyi Effendi said his robe was put on the shoulder of his daughter, Amatul Baha, Ruhi Khanum, Canadian. Emilia Collins, that wonderful man, that wonderful lady, that the beloved Chogyi Effendi gave her residence in the house of Abdul Baha. She had such a love for the garden. It's beyond my understanding. And the beloved Chogyi Effendi said, as far as she lives in this world, she must be in the house of the Master. But after she passed on, this is not the place for anyone to reside. Emilia Collins. Dorothy Baker, that wonderful lady. I'm very happy that now Dorothy Baker's daughter or granddaughter has written a book. Granddaughter. Beautiful. I enjoyed very much this wonderful, wonderful lady, that I met her in all over the world, in India. The last night she was leaving, she and the pioneers came to the front, she called them, 22. It's written there. She gathered them and came in front of them and said, "I don't have anything to offer to you but my life." She offered her life to these pioneers. And the beloved Chogyi Effendi, in his messages, he says Mediterranean was blessed, the death of Mediterranean, with the remains of Dorothy Baker, and the shore with the body of the belly. Can anyone help me? Who was the first pioneer of the 10-year crusade? That wonderful lady. Who? Well, you know, and this was, and I met her too in New York. She was, and when I went to meet him, Elabella, that's right, Elabella. And then we met, I went to see her, and she was on almost on the bed of death. They said, nobody can see her. Well, when I went, they said, all right, you come. And when I went, I took her hand, and I said, where are you going? The Spiritual Assembly of New York was preparing for her funeral. And she said, were you not there in the Intercontinental Conference, where it was said that the women, that the elderly people can take their bones and bury in these gold countries. I'm taking my bones. And she did. And the beloved Shoghi Effendi gave her such honor, mentioning her name and the sacrifice she made. And you know this Dorothy Baker, that when I passed through Arabia, that wonderful, wonderful lady in Arabia who is now living, I don't think she doesn't mind if her name be mentioned. Mrs. Yatim, the wife of Sheikh Yatim, who is wealthiest man in all Arabia. And this lady embraced the faith. She is very learned. Her articles in English, in Arabic, she is the first lady in all Arabia. And when she lost her daughter, who was in the same plane of Dorothy Baker, and Gloria Fazi, Mrs. Fazi, went to express her sympathy. And when she saw that she was crying, she called her and said, there is life after death. Don't cry so much. And she said, I believe, because I had a dream that there was another lady in the plane who told me, don't cry, your daughter, I'm taking care of your daughter. And then Gloria said, do you know the lady? No, a lady in that plane. Can you recognize her? Yes. And when the photograph of Dorothy Baker was brought, she cried and she said, this is the lady who's taking care of my daughter. Anytime I go to Arabia, and I should not conceal it, that anytime I feel I need spirit, I go to Arabia. I take the plane without anyone knowing, going to Arabia. And what's it? Yes, she became Baha'i after her dream. And the family, the son and others, they wanted to kill her. And she used to come to Baha'i meetings with Abba on her face. Nobody to recognize her. She is... The buildings, the luxury they have, it's just like the emperors of France, Louis, what they say about the furniture and everything they had, Sheikh Yatim. And then her husband intervened and said to the children, I'll take care of her, don't worry. And she goes to the Baha'i conferences. If someone encouraged her, she would have been here now. Yes, she would. She went to all these conferences. And the husband also is in favor of the faith, although he doesn't. And any time we go there, she invites us. She knows everything about the faith. And the husband was so nice during the fasting month, of Baha'i fasting month, in such a fanatic country. She said, right before sunrise, her husband came and said, come on, this is the time of fasting. And it seems it coincided with a day that we should not fast. But she is, the husband is taking care of her. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. And last time when we were there, come on, come here, come on. No, come here. Come on, come on. Oh. Why don't you say, Janab Agha, you announce it. This lady, of course, her husband is the wealthiest, but she is so honest, she wouldn't spend from her husband. Mr. Varga, the hand of the cause, the trustee of Hugo, now he says that this lady is